Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Coyotes are adaptable, and Alaska coyotes have adapted to a different lifestyle than their southern counterparts. Biologist Laura Prue studied coyotes in interior Alaska, tracking radio-collared animals and looking at their diet and lifestyle. Instead of packs, the typical Alaska social structure tends to be a mated pair. Prue said they form strong pair bond, and once they set up a territory, they're pretty stable. Snowshoe hares are the mainstay of their diet in Alaska, but hare populations fluctuate. A coyote pair can survive hare lows if they have a good territory. In interior Alaska, a territory is about 40 square kilometers, which is really big. In Texas, an area that size could support several packs of dozens of animals, but there's a lot more food and greater diversity of prey down there. Coyotes are quick to respond to increases or decreases in prey. They have fewer pups when food is scarce, and they have large litters when hares are abundant. When hare populations crash, coyotes target other foods. Wolf-killed carrion becomes the mainstay for many coyotes. When wolves have finished eating a moose or a caribou and abandon it, usually a week or so after the kill is made, about 20% of the carcass is left, usually the bones, hide, and stomach contents, and coyotes will eat that. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.